Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading
Have you ever seen a carousel when the horses are sleeping? Well, maybe not sleeping exactly, but certainly resting. This carousel has been closed for the winter, but tonight the doors will be thrown open, music will be cranked up, the platform wheel will spin, and these horses will start their ride round and round, up and down. If you close your eyes and let the wind blow on your face, you could almost imagine that these horses are alive, whinnying and clopping their hooves. For the brief moments that you ride a carousel, you feel that anything is possible. Here's the story of two sisters who rode the carousel one misty, rainy night and found a part of their lives they thought they had lost. It's called The Carousel.
The Carousel by Liz Rosenberg. Illustrated by Jim LaMarche. Read by Sarah Hubbard. The time my sister and I saw the horses, she picked me up after her band practice, and we walked into the park through a ring of old oak trees. It began to drizzle, and I thought my sister would head for home. Instead, she took my hand in one hand and swung her flute case in the other. "The horses are asleep," she said in a whisper. I smiled, because that was something our mother used to say, that the carousel horses slept all winter long and woke in spring. But our horses had been broken a long time. We heard the raindrops striking the swings and slides. The canvas over the carousel pavilion flapped in the wind. And then we heard a strange sound, a long whinnying noise. We hurried closer to the carousel and pulled the heavy white canvas aside. Inside, the carousel horses were moving around, clapping their hooves. Their harnesses chimed like Christmas bells. I recognized my favorite horse right away. The silver gray mare. I jumped on her back, the way I had 100 times before. "Wait," my sister called to me, but we were off. My sister climbed on a black and white striped zebra and rode after us. The mare broke into a run as soon as she reached the air. Higher and higher we flew, faster and a little more reckless. The others galloped close behind. They threw back their heads and snorted. They started running harder and wilder. One stallion kicked over a park bench. Another sent a trash can spinning through the air. We both watched for a minute. "They're wild because they're broken," my sister said. "Maybe Mom's toolkit?" I asked. Our mother had been someone who could fix anything. Her red toolbox was still kept out in the garage, along with her bicycle and some of her old clothes. I'll go, I said quickly. We'll all go, my sister said. The toolbox was covered with dust, but the tools inside were still shining. Take good care of your tools, my mother had said, and they'll take good care of you. Lightning flashed close by. A few of the horses reared up, panicky, ready to bolt. Hurry, my sister said, hurry! We raced back to the park. Thunder rumbled all around us. Inside the pavilion, I worked till I had the carousel machinery laid out in pieces. At last, I found something. A bolt that had fallen into the machinery. I worked it loose and held it up in the air. The carousel will work now. But the horses had gone mad. They ran wild. Two spotted ponies began to fight over a paper bag filled with leftover lunch food, slashing at each other through the air. My sister sat tall and straight on the zebra. She was watching the horses the same way she sometimes watched me. Then she took out her flute and began to play. She played Clair de Lune, the song my mother used to play when we couldn't sleep at night. The horses moved slower and slower, almost in a dance. One by one, they jumped up onto their places on the carousel. Each knew exactly where to stand. I buried my face in the mare's silvery neck. She smelled like new mown grass and my mother's old wool coat. Father's car was pulling into the driveway just as we reached the house. He was tired and worried. What were you girls doing out so late? My sister and I exchanged glances. We walked to the park, she told him. Your mother used to say that the park was magical in the rain. He put up his big black umbrella, and we stood there for a minute, all three of us, safe inside the umbrella.
For the girls in the story, the carousel brought back memories of their mom who died, someone they missed a lot. They remembered all the things their mother had left them, her laughter and music, her tools, and a talent for fixing things. These were the legacies from their mom that they carried in their hearts. How about you? Do you have a legacy, a treasure that someone you loved left especially for you?
My grandmother loved to sew, and she loved to sew these beautiful, elaborate dresses for dolls. And I think she passed that on to me because that's one of the things we used to do together, and I love to do that.
My grandfather has a love of sailing. In fact, he owns a sailboat. And he's really passing down that love of sailing to me by teaching me how to sail and by taking me sailing a lot.
My grandfather loved to write poetry, and he used to read his poems to his children. And I thought, why don't I try to write poetry?
This is a picture of my grandfather, Saul Kaplan, and he was a composer on the piano, and he played on a Steinway Baby Grand, which I now have and I play on. But whenever I see a sheet of music or a piano or somebody playing on the piano and really enjoying themselves, I think of my grandfather.
I get my love of reading from my mother. That's her legacy to me. Every time I pick up a book, I give my mom a nod. A legacy is a special gift that a parent or friend gives you that stays with you forever.
Peggy Hartwell's legacy is quilt making, passed down to her from the women in her family.
I remember first sleeping beneath a quilt made by someone in my family. It's such a warm feeling. Since I was always around people sewing, I started quilting. It was a natural thing for me to do. Most of the quilts that I make are autobiographical. They tell a story about something that happened in my childhood.
Now, this is one of my favorite quilts because this scene depicts my cousin and myself climbing a tree. It's reminiscent of my childhood. I learned to sew as a child, and now my grandniece, Jocelyn, is interested in quilting. I've just begun to introduce her to my world of thread and fabric. Look at all these wonderful fabrics. What we need to do is try and match up these two colors. So, do you see anything you like?
I like this over here.
It's wonderful sharing this with her. Maybe teaching her what I know. Watching her make choices of her own. Yeah. Let's see how this is going to look. Now, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a good color selection here.
So, does this match with all of these?
It matches with this, but I think this one is a better choice.
It goes with all of them, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, straight across. Like that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ah, you decided, huh?
Yes, I would like to have this cut, please.
Right. Quilt making is everything to me. It's a way for me to express myself. It is my legacy to pass on this to Jocelyn.
Use these colors. And so
since Jossie's just beginning, I'm starting her on a traditional patchwork quilt. To help her understand how colors work together, we'll use paper squares to represent the fabric patches.
Is the fabric the same as this?
Well, if it's not, it would be almost the same. It would be the same color. You know, we don't.
I will teach her what I know, but I want her to feel the freedom that I felt so that she can express herself in her own way.
I like to not just buy things from stores, but I like to do things by hand and say, well, I did this myself and I didn't buy it.
I will show her the technique, but she is so bright and so creative that she will take it beyond the technique.
Does it look like fall to you?
It is very important for me to pass on quilt making to Jocelyn because I feel that I'm passing on a tradition that goes way back in my family.
When the sisters in my family get together around my mother's table, we have such a grand old time.
Today you had four generations. My mother is the oldest and Jocelyn is the youngest.
This is so pretty. You see, there's too many dark colors over here.
When we get together, we try to pick out fabrics. In this case, today what we did was we had many different fabrics as far as colors are concerned.
I guess it could stay, but this is not good.
No. How about this one?
That's better.
Yeah. Just these blocks. This is my personal piece of fabric.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. It reminds me of springtime. And
Jossie, did you bring a piece?
I brought this. It reminds me of a baby's birthday party with the bears and the balloons with the little puppy inside of the present box.
That's beautiful. Nice. It's very colorful.
Yeah.
So where would you like to put it?
Right here.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that'll work.
That's perfect there.
To sit with the women in my family and create a quilt is such a fulfilling feeling. It's one of total togetherness, like one person making a quilt.
Should that be there and this be here, or should that be there and that be there?
No, leave this here.
Leave that there. But something needs to happen down here.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think of my family, I think of one big canvas. I think of each relative as a separate quilt or a separate painting. What we do is art.
That doesn't look too bad.
No, actually.
My whole family has been very inspirational to me. I feel that I'm passing on a tradition that goes way back in my family.
And wouldn't you feel good when you, if you got up in the morning and you were covered with the quilt that you made?
Mm-hmm.
That would make you feel great.
My secret wish is that Jazzy will teach her daughter as my mother and grandmother taught me. She'll be a part of a beautiful tradition.
This carousel was built over 80 years ago by a master carver who lived right here in Brooklyn, New York. He's gone now, but his work is still creating wonderful memories for all of us who ride his carousel. Now, whenever I ride a carousel, I have some pretty serious rules. First, I have to be in the outside ring. That's where all of the horses ride like the wind. Now, for my horse. I always have to choose my horse very carefully. Some people like a prancer, like this one, or a stander, like this deer. Now, they're nice to look at, but pretty tame as far as I'm concerned. I like a jumper. A jumper is a horse that goes up and down while the carousel spins, and this one, well, she's a beauty. Just look at her carvings and decorations. Even standing still, you can tell she's a fantastic ride. Hey, let's take her for a solo flight before everybody gets here. Hey, Lucio, can I take her for a spin? Lucio, great ride. A carousel can be an important part of the community, and it's a place that has special meaning for the artists who created it.
This empty carousel house stands in the community of Harlem, New York City. Soon, it will be filled with jumping, prancing animals. Artist Milo Mottola is bringing this unique carousel to life with a little help from the neighborhood kids.
I conducted many workshops in schools in Harlem. I would ride in on a sponge rubber costume horse. Hi, everybody. My name's Milo.
Hi, Milo!
And asked them if they would help me build a carousel. I'm gonna make one of these carousels, another carousel, but I can't do it alone. I need your help. And, will you help me? And then I would set up these, what I call workstations, which are basically a collage of 30 different pictures of an elephant and 30 different views of a lion and so on. Dinosaurs, monkeys, and elephants. What I'd like you to do is go around and find an animal that you'd like to draw and use that to inspire you for your picture. Or else you could use an animal from your imagination. Working with the kids was very enjoyable for me. What I would try to inspire is a beautiful drawing that's not inhibited by a sense of like, oh, that doesn't look like the animal. What I'm really looking for is an image that inspires me to sculpt it and go through all the various processes necessary into making it into a rideable carousel figure. The winners of the carousel contest, whose figures I use from the carousel, get free rides forever. Each of the drawings that I chose for the carousel were projected onto a huge foam board and then traced very carefully. I lay the big slab of foam with the kid's drawing on a table, and I cut it out with a jigsaw. After I cut out the figure with the jigsaw, then I have to break off the pieces that I don't want to reveal the shape of the animal. The foam is a very soft material, and it won't support the weight of a kid or an adult. So I just use a piece of pipe. That actually supports the weight of a person riding on the carousel. I actually end up cutting out two pieces and sandwiching the pipe in between. This gives it the support it needs and allows it to be mounted on the carousel. Now we're ready to actually get into the sculpting part of the process. This is the part I enjoy the most. You shave away the pieces you don't want to reveal the image within the foam. And it's quite a bit of fun just going back and forth and cutting off pieces of this material. The figure is revealed almost instantly, and that's something I like. One thing that's important to remember is that this is a work in progress. But even at this point, you begin to see the personality come through. My workshop is a fun and wacky place to be for me because it's filled with all these carousel figures in various stages of completion. So everywhere I look, there's some wonderful thing around each corner. A carousel like this takes about a year to build. I'm about halfway done right now. To my knowledge, there's never been a carousel designed by kids. It'll be up forever. And the kids will come back and bring their grandchildren and ride the figure that they drew.
That carousel is a legacy that the children of Harlem will share with the community. Their children will ride the carousel, and their children's children will too. It's a gift that will be passed on to each new generation. Well, here are three gifts that I'll share with you. And like the carousel, these stories will spin you into magical journeys that you'll want to take over and over again. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, here's a beautiful and touching story about a girl and her love for her grandma. Let me tell you more about this book, The Long Silk Strand. One day, Yasuyo notices that Grandma is taking strands of silk and tying them together. Each strand of silk is a memory. As the days pass, the ball gets bigger and bigger. One morning, Yasuyo's mom tells her that Grandma died in her sleep. Yasuyo is brokenhearted. But she has an adventure that brings her grandma to her in a magical way. My name is Kea Sioko. I love this book. It helped me understand that even when someone you love dies, you can keep them with you in your heart.
Hi, my name is Matthew, and I just read a book called The Always Prayer Shawl. It describes how things are passed down from generation to generation. This story is about a young Jewish boy who grew up in Russia. But there was a war in Russia, and Adam had to move to a different country. His grandfather gave him a prayer shawl to remember him by. When Adam grew up, he put on his prayer shawl every Saturday. When Adam grew old, he gave his prayer shawl to his grandson. This book was very well written, and the pictures made me feel like I was really there. I really like this book, and I think you will too.
Do you have a memory of a carousel ride? Well, this story will make you feel like you're on the back of a painted pony. It's called Up and Down on the Merry-Go-Round. This book is a poem about a carousel. The painted horses are beautiful, but that's not all. See, there's a prancing pig. Look at that dancing bear. The music of the carousel rings out. Oom-pa-pa, 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 oom-pa-pa. I'm Rashad, and I recommend you go gliding, striding, and riding to find this book, Up and Down on the Merry-Go-Round.
Well, it's almost time to open up. You know, a carousel is a circle. It has no beginning and no end. And a legacy is like that too. Whether it's a special memory, a talent, or a way of life that's passed from one person to another or one generation to another. And if you're lucky enough to receive a legacy, well, then you'll have a chance to pass it along and keep the circle going. Come on, everybody. Come on in. Find the seat. Hey, are you two looking for a horse to ride? I got a horse for you. Why don't I pass along my favorite horse to this little girl right here? Okay, here we go. See you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Carousel by Liz Rosenberg, illustrated by Jim LaMarche, published by Harcourt Brace & Company. The Long Silk Strand, A Grandmother's Legacy to Her Granddaughter by Laura E. Williams, illustrated by Grace Bochak, published by Boyd's Mills Press. The Always Prayer Shawl by Sheldon Oberman, illustrated by Ted Lewin, published by Boyd's Mills Press. Up and Down on the Merry-Go-Round by Bill Martin Jr. and John Archambault, illustrated by Ted Rand, published by Henry Holt & Company.